This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. State Senator Floyd Przanski. Floyd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Colin. Hope you're doing well.
It has been a very busy time for lawmakers, I know. What are some of the things you've been involved in the past few days?
Well, I'm assigned to two different committees. One's a committee and the other's a work group. One of them is the transparency of policing and use of force. That group is started after the first special session to look at police accountability issues that had been addressed during the first session. We're meeting 3 days a week currently for about 2 hours each day, so we're putting about 6 hours a week into this project because there are some concerns of trying to modify some of the stuff we already did, as well as maybe expand on police accountability for legislation to be considered in the second special session. The other area that I've been working on is in the area of limited liability immunity because of the pandemic and how it would be applied in different disciplines. In the medical arena, that's one of the groups that I'm leading, which would be dealing with health providers for their offices as well as hospitals. And that work group is close to coming to an agreement that would allow for some limited liability in those applications. And again, I guess what I should say is that if you are going to the physician, to their offices, or if you were presenting at a hospital, there could be some protections for the hospitals or the health providers from being sued based on some of the issues that are facing around COVID-19. What that really boils down to is where you have executive orders from the government, meaning the governor, or if you had mandates coming in from Oregon Health Authority or CDC, if a person or if an entity is actually following the guidelines as directed, they could be immune from being sued because they took the steps that are required by these orders, such as delaying elective surgery because the PPE issue, not having enough to be available for emergencies. That's it's very technical, but it's very needed to be reviewed to ensure that we can move our economy forward. The other areas around limited liability protections would be in the retail area for shoppers that would be coming into stores, men claiming that they were infected by COVID at a particular store. There's, of course, a lot of issues around causation, someone being able to prove that. But at the same time, what we're looking at is, again, if you have businesses that are following the directives of government, they should have some type of limited protection from lawsuits when they are, in fact, doing what is being ordered.
And one of the things I've been hearing from education folks is that is a big concern there for schools.
Yeah, and that's another component. We have multiple components around the schools. What we're looking at right now and what the school districts and boards are looking at are waivers in the sense of invitees, people that are coming onto the campus. And let's use like a youth sports program that's not part of the school district using the softball fields, track field, or whatever else that at the school, using a rental of the auditorium. So those individuals that would be basically utilizing school facilities would be needing to enter into waiver agreements that they would be waiving any potential claims around contacting or being infected with COVID while they're utilizing the school facilities.
Do we have a date yet for a special session number two?
We do not. There's been a lot of talk back and forth. The discussions have been sometime in August, the first part of August. I believe the first week, which of course is next Monday, the 3rd, that I believe the week is not going to be used for COVID legislation. But instead, it looks like it's going to be either the week of the 10th or the 17th. And at this point, it will be focused on the budgets that we still have not addressed. And I can go in a little more detail as to why.
Well, and one of the things there, it sounded like some folks thought it might even get pushed back further, that the governor was waiting to see what Congress might be doing in terms of aid to states.
That's exactly right, and that's what my next comment was going to be. As you remember, with the first special session, before it was determined that we weren't going to do any of the budget issues, we were, in fact, based on what the governor's philosophy was, let's see what the federal government's going to be providing the way of relief. Once that relief was known, then the unfortunate part was there were no rules being administered as to how to interpret the relief packages and what were the parameters and obstacles for the state to basically start spending money, realizing, oh, well, we didn't need to spend state money there. We could have had the federal money being used and vice versa type of thing. And so that's the thing from last I've heard, and you may have heard something different. The federal government, they're still negotiating as of this last Tuesday. They're, quote-unquote, $2 trillion apart between the Republicans and the Democrats as the packages they're looking at. And so there's been a lot of discussion, again, that let's wait until we see exactly what comes out of that package. So that package now, from what I've heard, is probably not going to occur this coming week or no earlier than sometime next week, if not the following week.
Yeah, it seems like both sides are at least perceptually a ways apart right now. What about for businesses in Oregon? I mean, this has been a ransacking year with hard times for most. What about the state response there to help out the economic side of things and especially small business?
Well, I'm not up to speed to everything that has been put on the table. I know that there was some money that came out of the emergency board process for businesses that had applied for relief and had not received it. When I say businesses, I'm going to say small business, probably more directed to the owners, just like any individual who has applied for unemployment. There was supposed to be a release of state money to assist them in this transition. But I'm not that familiar with to what detail that would be for small businesses.
What's ahead for your schedule as a legislator in the next few days?
Many of the same thing. Like yesterday, I was on Zoom team or GoToMeetings for about 6 hours out of the day. And today, you have the continuation at 10 o'clock of the work group that's meeting on the, it's really a joint committee on the transparency and policing and use of force. We will be reviewing some drafts that have been put together by the co-chairs of that committee. And so that's there. And I've got a couple other meetings this afternoon, but I'll say it's much lighter today than it has been on Wednesday as well as Thursday of this week.
All right, State Senator Floyd Przanski, an update. Floyd, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Be well.
All right, 840 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Attention.